Good morning. Good morning. Whew. All right. You know, they talk about Sunday morning being one of the most stressful little mornings of the week. Sometimes I tend to agree with it. It can get you there because you're trying to get there on time, especially if you got an obligation. Look at them glasses. They just got bent. It's all right. I can probably stand back here and read better than I can up here. Hey, Vicky. Come on in. Just get them, pick you up a chair. Join us. Now, she was there you go. Y'all seen that? It's a little challenge between women and male and females about a chair. You put a chair against the wall and you lean against the wall with your head like this and see if you can pick the chair up. And it's like the men can't do it, but the women can.
That's all that bending down to the little ones.
Is that what it is? I don't know. You're about to be feministic or something there. So you better be careful. Coming out of her mouth, it's okay, right?
No comment.
There you go. Something about kitchen, barefoot, babies, I don't know.
Yeah. Be careful what you say.
Well, I'm not saying it. I didn't say a thing. But don't you appreciate the body, though?
Yes.
The well-roundness of the design of the Lord. I seen a reel that was talking about he buys a house, I make it a home. You know, just the how the men and the women all come together to make that, how it works together and just our roles. And then, of course, you got people coming, oh, that's just... it's not like that anymore. You know, we're people too. Well, just because that you functioning in your function, because that's really the design of how the Lord's made it, doesn't make you less than. It makes you an equal. Because that's not in us for that kind of things. We're a little more rigid and obscure. You can just look at our shapes of our body and tell you that. But it's just, I think that's part of knowing who we are and what God's design and how we can flow. And it just it is a matrimony. You know, it just jives and jihas together, and we need each other in that role because that's what helps and that's what grows the children in understanding and knowing. It's like, hey, this is who you are, and it's okay. And that's the thing we fight with, you know, in the world, but that's the brokenness and that's the world and the deception that we want to contradict, because we know the flesh and the carnal and the spirit will be contrary and contradict one another. It always will. That's why you have to subdue the carnal mind, the flesh. Put it under subjection to the Spirit of God and who we are. So that's pretty much where we are right now. And it's like a rabbit hole we've been on, for me anyway. Going through here, I've had what I wanted, what I thought that which way direction we're going, but what God's opened up is so much more. It's so much deeper than just how He sees us, how we see each other, how we see Him, and that the light is what the eyes is, the light, the lamp of the body. The body is like the lamp, you know, and the eyes are like the light to it, how we see. It's the entrance to it. And what we come up with last week, where we finished up, and I'm like, I was praying, oh, that's like, I was reading my notes going back. I said, Lord, that's not what I ended up on last week. It was a total different thing. And it was, we went from there, and then we ended up at 2 Corinthians 4. What was it? It was, is it 9 through 12? Where we ended up with? Yeah, well, we went through 1, all the way through 1 through 12. And I think that was a good little segue into how things worked out, and especially from what I went through that week before about the oil, hydraulic fluid, the oil, you know. And there we go. That, now I think this is the avenue that the Lord really is kind of going into right now. Because of that, he mixed it together. Oil and water don't mix. Have you ever heard that part? But in the Word, we have the water. We have the wine, the bread, and the oil all together. And they're significant. They're representations of things. And the water, we can kind of say it's the Spirit too, but the water is the living water. And, you know, and it goes into the Spirit as well. But we also, because what Jesus said, that we must be baptized with what? Be born again, be born of? Yes. So that's kind of, it's a different thing. The water is more like the Word that washes. And I think Pastor Terry kind of hit on that Wednesday night. The Word washes us. And that's Christ, right? So we get washed by the Word, the water, and by the Spirit, which is what I believe is more the oil. Because he said, I'm baptized with the Spirit and fire. Now, what does the lamp, we know the bread is what, the wine is his blood, and the bread is his body, but the oil is his Spirit. Because what is Jesus' last name? You know he had a last name, didn't you? Yes, Jesus Christ. And so when you get born again, you take on that family name. Can you put that in there? Christ, right? Doug Christ. So that's our body. In Ephesians, I think it's 3, it talks about that he's given us that name, that family name. So when we get born again, and so when we go in here and when we finished up in 2 Corinthians 4, that we were made of what? A jars of clay for the power and the glory of God to be revealed through us. But so how is that revealed through us? It's the eyes. What do you see? How do you perceive? What else? And it says that it's, and so we go back to the light and the lamp of the body. What were the little lamps made out of? Clay. So what come out of their little spout, the little top of it? A little fire. And so the Word is what? Like a lamp unto my, in a, the light and the lamp to my path. Light to my path. It's right here. So, you know, as they digging up stuff over there, in Israel and around, one of the biggest things that they find, artifacts, are clay lamps. That's one of the things that they'd find everywhere, because that's what everybody had. If you had to go to the outhouse, you grabbed your little light. It wasn't like they had a battery. You know? They kept it going. What was in the house that you said, would you light the lamp and you put it where? You put it up so it lights up the whole area of the room. You don't put it down low or under a shade so it just illuminates right there. You put it up so it lights up. So where we're going here and where the Lord's moving all this stuff, what did he say? That I'm the light of the world. But now he also said what? He said, now you are the light of the world. That people will do what? See your good deeds and glorify the Father. How does all that work? What does it look like? So when I started getting in there, and so praise God for getting saturated in the oil, because that's how it kind of delivered. What makes the lamps burn? What's inside of the vessels? Oil. So what's inside of us? Right. What did Paul say in Colossians? That it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father. What is this Paul says over here? He said that you are a jar of clay, that for the glory of God, the power to become out. So what's coming out? I need to light that fire. So the eyes are the corridor. That's what you're going to see, and that's what people are going to see. Look into my eyes. But they want to see. I'll never forget Heidi Baker. And y'all know Heidi Baker. Y'all have heard of her, I'm sure. Somebody has, maybe. Love Heidi Baker and just the glory that's been revealed through her. Lady going to South Africa, you know, just loaded up and went. Mozambique. Just took off. Showed up at the airport. Didn't know what in the world she was going to do. This is her testimony. She gets out of the airport. She's like five kids out there. Homeless children hanging out. It's like, well, the Lord said, go to them. She had no clue, y'all, what she was doing. She just said, the Lord told her to go, and she did. When she walked out, there was five children. There was children out there. She got with those children. And from there, that was the moment. She didn't know what she's doing, the money, anything. God just started moving because what she comes up with, love, just love the one in front of you. Let your light shine. Let them see the love, the glory of God in you. And from there, do y'all know where she's at now? With all the orphanages, the homes, and I mean flying. Her son, her husband Roland is a pilot, and so he flies food now all over Africa, dropping food off everywhere. And she's known as the woman in the dirt. Because her main thing is, you might not get a word out of her or anything. She might just fall down on her face and just start worshiping God right there in front of everybody. Hallelujah. My goodness. And then let that right there. We try to do so much thinking, I have to do something. No, just burn, baby, burn. Seriously. Just burn. John Wesley. Remember him? He said, hey, set yourself on fire and people will come to watch you burn. I don't need to preach something that I know, you know, far as like Pastor was talking about, when just got a mouth full of Bible verses. Come in here and just quote scripture to you. But if I don't walk in those scriptures, there is no anointing. There is no power. There is no glory. There is no fire. My lamp is not burning. That's what's going to do it. That's what it's all about. And that it's not because of what my wife does. It's not because of where I go to church. It's because I know him. Christ. Christ means what? The anointed. What anointed with what? Man. Look what happened. Look where, because from the oil, the hydraulic fluid being all over me, guess what I got? I got anointed. Saturated. All over me. I don't know how good it'll burn if you stick a fire to it on the outside, but I tell you what, my clothes were so saturated, I just went ahead, I had them out in the back, I washed them off. Oil and water don't mix. It just bubbled up on top of it, run off like Rain-X was on them. So I had them out on the back. I said, this kind of looks kind of run down me, keeping my clothes on the back here. I just grabbed them and throwed them in the trash. About all you got left, and what you going to do with it? About what I say, when the Lord got a hold of me, he burnt me. What good is it anymore to anybody else? It's not going to be good to the world. It's not going to look good to the world. But I tell you what, if they got eyes to see and that fire shining there, they're going to see. They're going to see the glory of God in you. And that's what it's about. Not what you know. Not thinking that you are this person over here on a pedestal. But no, you're the person on the floor, in the dirt. Because when you mention the name of Jesus, he is Elohim. He is El Shaddai. He is the Lord God Almighty. And that, when we start understanding and knowing who he is, what he's done for us, that's where you're going to want to be too, at his feet. And then what you're going to say, Jesus culture had a good song, and his fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Can we get that translated in Espanol?
Fill me up?
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was another one. I don't know what translation you use, but it was pregnate? Impregnato? What was it?
Impregnate.
Yes. Impregnate me. So when that come up, and I read that, I said, whoa, the subtitles on there. I was like, whoa. How gorgeous is that, Lord? Fill me up, birth your kingdom in me. Hallelujah. But you know what comes through birthing? Travail. The shaking and the agitating, all that stuff. Because you're mixing it together so it can become one. It's beautiful. This is such a beautiful love story and how things go down. And if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have went last week and then, you know, testifying about how the oil all got on me and all those stuff. And but with that, that's what he brought to me in Revelation. Like, my goodness, that oil, what is oil? Well, look what oil is. Look at the word in Greek, what oil is. You ready? Eleon. 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 El. El Shaddai. Elohim. The oil. Eleon. You know what it means? You know what it stands for? It's beautiful. It says it's the fuel for lamps, healing sick, for anointing the head and the body and feet. Look what it says in Hebrew. You want to know the Hebrew? Y'all need to look it up, because I'm gonna pronounce it, enunciate it, I pray, in the right way. And we're a mature group here. But it Shamin. Shamin. But if you look it up and the way it's spelled, it's gonna look like another word. And I think that's another word right there. And just like how you translate it in Espanol, fill me up, it's going to impregnate you. What's it going to do? It's going to birth the kingdom. Because it's spelled S-E-M-E-N. Wow. The oil of gladness, of life, the spirit, which is what? The breath, which is what? Life. Shimon. And look. Look, and it means oil, ointment, grease, comes from fat, which is what? Rich. The righteous will be made rich, fat. You'll have a lot of grease. You'll have a lot of oil. You'll have a lot of burning going on. My goodness, look how this just pulls together. And look what else. And it says, especially liquid as from the olive, often perfumed. Oh, where does that take us? Where does that perfumed oil take us, y'all? What happened to Jesus? He was already anointed, right? He already had the fullness of the Spirit of God. He already had all the grease on him that he needed. But what did the one lady do with the alabaster jar? Yeah. The perfume, the oil. She knew that he was the burning one. And I want to become one. So whatever I have, my livelihood, because that's what it was for her, poured it all on him. The anointing. So what's inside of us? Christ, the anointed. The Eleon. The Eleon in you is the hope of glory. Why aren't we burning? Why when people see, when we look, why are we see the light, the lamp to our body? Why aren't we just blazing up the wicks and all these things? Look where you go. Let's go ahead and go there. We got time. Well, we got much time left already. But look where he took me, because all this come together. So he says, let's go to, remember Matthew 25? The 10 virgins? How about that? What happened to them? Y'all want to read a little bit in the Word? I mean, because that's the water. Let's get washed. But you know that water, once we get that, the oil, the Spirit of God, it can't be washed away anymore. But do we need to be full of it? We need to stay there. Because why? Well, let's see how the unfoolish and the wise. Let's look at that. Matthew 25, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Don't y'all see and hear what he's saying? Can y'all pick up what he's laying down? Man, he said, I'm just going to pour it in you. You don't have to worry about picking it up. I'm going to come one with you. Hallelujah. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. So look here, it says in the first verse, it says, then the kingdom of heaven is what? What does that right there look like? Then the kingdom of heaven shall be like what? 10 virgins. God, don't you love how it just comes? And by the way, here, and I really didn't even catch it, but now here is another chapter to all red letters. And the only other one that I seen was 6 and 25 and then John 15. Where we didn't have any interruptions. The Lord was just flowing, man. So he rolls right out of there about the faithful and unfaithful servant. And that right there is a big one right there, because that builds a context into where he's going. So read that part up there too as you roll into here about. So here it is again. So the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet who? The bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps, but took what? No oil with them. But the wise took jars of oil with their lamps. While the bridegroom delayed, they all rested and slept. Oh, yeah. So why? Because up in that context, above that, talks about the faithful workers. Who's going to give bread and feed the flock at the appointed time? So the unfaithful one said, well, he's tarrying. He's not coming back. So he ended up doing what? Mingling right in back in with the people, drinking and going on fighting, and just went back in because, hey, I might as well join them. If you can't beat them, join them. So here it comes back into here. Who are we? Will he find faith on his return? Will he find the good shepherd taking care of? Will he find, as we come in, somebody burning for him? Hallelujah. Maybe not. I don't know. Hallelujah. But the wise took it. But at midnight, here we go. But the wise took jars of lamp. While the bridegroom delayed, they were all rested and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry. Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet him. Why is it midnight? Why is it midnight? Because it's 12 o'clock. Why is it midnight? Midnight, I'm going to tell you what. Midnight is the appointed time of his return. Do you mean you want to set it at 12 a.m.? He's coming? But that's not what it means. What's midnight? Bam. It's the darkest time. Midnight. Evening comes, sun sets, it starts getting darker and darker and darker. And at midnight, after midnight, what happens? Just like we just experienced the summer solstice. Now what? Now the days get shorter. We peaked on June 21st. The longest day of the year, now coming down. So midnight is the climax of the darkness of the world. So that's when he's coming. Well, who knows when it's the darkest? Oh, boy, he's coming. Things are getting pretty bad. Things are getting pretty bad. Look around. Any time now. Well, what are you basing that off of? If you want to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, in which he says, hey, you have to repent. If he showed up then, you're going to. You see what I'm saying? We're perceiving that, man, it's getting dark. But what are we looking with? How are we seeing things? Are things getting bad? Yeah, they are. Or is it midnight, though? Have we reached that part yet? I don't know. But see, that's not up to me. To decipher, oh, it's midnight. Well, we got about 30 minutes to midnight. We good. Let's go have us a drink. Let's go do what we want to do. Because we got time, whichever what you want to look at. But how are we going to know it's midnight? You're really not going to know it's midnight. Because the darkness is what? We discussed that last week. Because darkness is simply the absence of light. We want to be wise, don't we? Well, let's figure it out. Let's see.
Yeah.
Praise God. We got it backwards, don't we? Let's just make it all daylight. See, that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. In there, there will be no shadows. The oil never goes out because we got the spirit without measure now. The light's always going to burn. Even under your chairs, so there's a shadow right there. But see, in the kingdom of heaven, that's light too. There's no shadows. There's no darkness. There's no place to hide because everything is transparent and revealed. My goodness. Beautiful, man. This stuff is glorious and beautiful and good. Pure. Pure. So look what happened. He says, but at midnight there was a cry. Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. Can y'all, do I need to keep reading? Or do y'all understand where this is tracking to? Because if you can't get the revelation, I can't give it to you. Because he said that revelation comes what? From the Father, from the Spirit. You're going to have to get this revelation on your own. No man can give you this. But the Eliyahu can. the oil, the Spirit of God. That oil can run off on you. He said, he anointed my head with oil, and then my cup run over. Do you know, anyway, that's another. Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost. We're not ready. It's not time. He said they give food at the proper time. I can't give my baby steak when they don't have teeth. I'm going to nurture them. I had a guy call me up. I hadn't talked to him in several years. And just, he come around. I discipled him a little bit, whatever. You know what I mean? I let him hang around me, and I want to love on him. That's about all I could say. I paid him so I could love on him. How about that? I mean, he done me wrong later on. Things happened. There was some things happening. And then, I mean, it's been a while. He ain't called me. He called me back out of the blue and tracked me down to my wife's number through the website here and got me. And I said, well, let's just, you know, he let's call me. This is such and such. I said, let me just let that sit for a little bit. You know, just let it sit. We'll see how serious he is, you know, because I've heard it before. Oh, God touched me. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah, that's what he does. He's reached down and touched us all. He wants to touch all of us. But did it take? Did that oil saturate? Well, did you get anointed? Do you know, did it smear all over you? Did it ruin you? Because that's when you're going to get it. That's when it's going to take. Ajax won't take it off. And he says, I called him up the next day. He sent me another text. I was all right. I'm going to see how bad you want to share with me. You know, but then he says, you know, he says, I've been doing this for a year. He's still in facilities, going out and back. I said, okay, have you got back with your kids yet? Nope. And that was really the most encouraging part that I heard him talk about. Because I said, have you gotten your children back? How are you back with your children yet? No. The Lord hadn't moved me that way yet. And maybe to y'all, that says, well, that don't sound right. At the appointed time, if he's not ready yet, how's he going to be? And that's what come. I said, now, Jeremiah, here's the thing. You first need to learn how to be a son. Because you come through an orphanage, foster care all your life. You don't even know what it's like to be a son, to be a child. Now what you're trying to learn, he's showing you how to be a child of him, right? And so he's growing you up. So now, that's all of us. And I tell everybody when we come to inner healing, we're going to take it back, man. We're going to take it back to the childhood. We're going to take it back even to the womb because that's where it all began. As soon as you've been conceived and the soul has been given out to you, everything that happens around your mama, even in your daddy before that, because the Shema, come on. You carrying the oil of your daddy. In the womb with your mama, all those things come together, shaken, pressed down, given unto you. So when all that comes and comes out, you're going to carry on whatever that was from your daddy, all the way whatever's going on around your mama at the same time. And when you come out, that's how you're going to be walking in. So we got to go all the way back there, and we're going to start saying, now we're going to break it down. What's this right here? Now we got to pray off of this. Pray off of this. Because why? Because when we start growing, we got to make sure we get in and we say, hey, have you been a child? Childhood. First, you need to be a son or a daughter. If you've not been a son and daughter, then you really won't have an understanding of what it's going to take to be a wife or a husband. Now you start becoming a wife and a husband. Now you have an understanding of what it's going to take to do this, to what? To mix that together. To lay your life down. Because it ain't about you. It's about the whole end game. The legacy. The kingdom. So once that moves forward, now I can learn how to be what? A father. A parent. Or a mother. You can't become a father and a mother and you ain't ever been a son yet. But yet, here's the whole world going on and on. That's how it is. Babies making babies. And I don't care if you're 50. If you've never been a son, you're still a baby. So that's how we go all the way back till we learn that. So here they come. And look, so the wise answered. Look, he said, give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. Oh, Lord, don't let it be. The wise answered, no, lest there not be enough for us and you. Go rather to those who do what? Sell it. Go to where you can buy it. But the bridegroom came, opened the door. They went off to go buy it. Do you understand? Right here and right now, you can't buy this stuff.
Can't be bought, bottled, or sold.
What happened to the old Simon the sorcerer over there? What must I do to receive this oil, this Holy Ghost that you got, that you may lay hands on and the cup runneth over and they get a hold of it? Saturate them. I want to be able to do this too. You can't buy this, you wicked man. Oh. When 2020 came, the Lord gave me this revelation about, hey, everything shut down. Why? Time to fill up, son. Hallelujah. Time to get enough oil in that lamp. Fill it up. Trim off the wick. Make sure that you can burn. Because when this is lifted, it's going to go so fast that you're not going to be able to stop and get any. You're going to have to, I'm telling you, we in this time right now for the bridegroom to return, you're going to make sure you got enough oil in you to make it to the time, because you can't go buy this stuff at the time. It's going to be shut down. What he's given is given. It's time to get what you can get. Get that oil. How do you get more oil? How do you get that light, that eye clear? You know that kerosene's clear. That oil is clear when it starts going and cooking. How am I going to be clear in my body, in my eye, my lamp? How am I going to burn for him? How do you do that? I got blessed, gracious enough. I wasn't taking it, but I got another Sunday. And how the Lord rolls it all back around. First, I said, no, I'll finish up this Sunday. I won't have to run in July. But as he poured all this oil on me, I'm like, okay, I can't leave you here. Right? We need to learn how we're going to keep our oil up. We got to have enough oil. We got to have enough of the Spirit of God in us, so that our lamp will shine so brightly. That city on the hill. The city is because we're all coming together and all of us has got enough oil to burn bright. We all got our wicks trimmed, so we're burning and shining. One light comes with this light, that light gets bigger. So now just the light of the world, there's a city on the hill. You're a beacon, because when they come, they're not going to know how to get it. But they're going to see that burning light and they're going to come watch it burn. And they're going to glorify the Father. I don't care if it's the 11th hour. The reward is the same. Hallelujah. I got in where I got in so I can burn. I might have been maybe the 3rd or 4th, 5th, 6th hour, 8th. I don't know where I'm at in this thing. But at least I get to burn for him right now. And that's my reward. That's my reward. I get to glean in the vineyard. Before I go, before I leave this world, I get to enjoy him in me right now. All right. We know where we're at, Matthew 25. Look how it goes. We're finishing. He already buzzed me one time. Let's finish it up. But while they went to buy some, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in. They went in with him to the what? Hallelujah. The wedding banquet. But then the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open the doors for us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. We didn't get that shaking, that agitation. We didn't get mixed together. We didn't become one. There's a time coming where there is going to be four zeros on the scoreboard. It's going to be done. It's going to be the end. Whatever, however, I don't know how it's all going to come and look like. All I know is I need to be burning. Not because I'm scared, because that's who I am. That's who you are. That jar, that lamp, that full of oil, Christ. Elion. 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 Who wants some more Elion? Well, next week, we're going to get into it. How does that work? How do we need it? Yeah, digging in that word. Yes, getting more. Yes, that's part of it. There's things, but it's getting rid of the stuff that don't mix. All right? Father, thank you once again for your love. Oh, hallelujah. Your life. Your Elion. Your Holy Spirit. That fills us up, Lord. Allow us, Lord, to continue to and have that burning desire to keep our wicks trimmed. Lord, I'm guilty. I got a lot of burn on. I need to trim that thing off. I need to make sure it's long enough and it's running deep in that lamp bowl, wrapped up, so we can keep just rolling it up, so it don't get burned out. Help us today as we go forth, Lord God. Help us just understand who you are, how we see and perceive you, Lord, because that's where our want to will come from. I praise you, Lord, and speak your Elion in this service today as we keep going. Fill us up, Lord. Impregnate us, Lord, with your word, your truth, your oil, your life, your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. See y'all next week.